We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome in to the Fantasy Bites podcast. All the info you need in 5 minutes or less every single day. You can stay up to date with all the latest fantasy content over at rotowire.com/pod. The World Baseball Classic has been a load of fun, but it's also come with its fair share of challenges. Just the other day, Jose Altuve took a fastball to the hand and was forced to leave the game for Venezuela. Astros general manager Dana Brown confirmed Sunday that Altuve has a fractured right thumb and will undergo surgery. This means he'll miss at least all of April and probably most of May as he recovers. As for tonight, Mexico takes on Japan for the right to play in the final against the United States. I'll give you my lean for that game at the end of this episode. In the NFL, former Vikings wide receiver Adam Thielen has found himself a new home. Thielen agreed to a 3-year deal worth $25 million with the Carolina Panthers. That deal reached as of yesterday. After failing to top 1,000 yards in each of his last four seasons, the 32-year-old should have an opportunity to serve as the lead receiver in Carolina after the Panthers traded DJ Moore to the Bears as part of the deal to acquire the number one overall pick. The Houston Texans were busy over the weekend. They inked a deal with Laremy Tunsil. He'll remain the left tackle through their rebuild. They're expected to add a quarterback in the draft, but as expected, they sent Brandon Cooks away in a trade, and he won't be going far. The Texans have agreed to trade Cooks to the Dallas Cowboys in exchange for a fifth-round pick in 2023 and a sixth-rounder in the following draft. We've been waiting for someone to emerge as the true number two in that Dallas pass offense, and it looks like Brandon Cooks is the next man up. He should receive his fair share of targets alongside CeeDee Lamb. Well, you can't say the Falcons don't have a type at wide receiver. A team already comprised of Drake London and Kyle Pitts on offense, two big physical and tall targets. They've added another, all 6'4", of Mac Hollins. Hollins had a career-best performance with the Raiders in 2022, appearing in all 17 games, securing 57 of 94 targets, 690 yards receiving, and 4 total touchdowns. In the NBA tonight, 6 games on tap. Here are the names to be on the lookout for. Both Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving are listed as questionable tonight against the Grizzlies. Ja Morant remains out due to a suspension. His teammate Jaren Jackson Jr. is questionable with a calf injury, so that spread could get really squirrely depending on who is and is not available. Kevin Huerter is questionable for the Kings tonight. Ben Mathurin's status is in doubt for the Pacers. And Anthony Edwards is questionable to play tonight, which is a great sign as he attempts to make his way out of a walking boot. Let's turn to the betting side of things. Back in the win column yesterday after we tailed the under trend in the NCAA tournament. No college basketball tonight, so we take a breather till the Sweet 16. Let's look the way of the World Baseball Classic tonight, which has been a load of fun. Use the BetMGM bonus code ROTOBONUS, earn a first bet offer up to $1,000. I'm going to look the way of the World Baseball Classic, the big-time showdown between Mexico and Japan. Mexico has been a great story, and I'm sure that they'll have plenty of fans cheering them on down in Miami, which is a heavily diverse area of the United States. However, Japan on a different level right now. Their run line is -2.5 tonight, and honestly, I think they can cover it. Japan's last 5 games have been absolute routs, a run differential of 6, 6, 8, 9, and 7 so far in the World Baseball Classic. So let's go ahead and ride with the favorites tonight. For everything fantasy sports, get yourself a free trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.